Well, we are going to start a new series of teachings that will last a number of sessions on having a clear focus in life. There are so many things in life going on, it's sometimes hard to know what to focus on. Well, we will read about many things in God's Word that if we focus on them, our lives will be a little better. So we will try very hard to direct our focus towards the things God would have us focus on. Because there are many things in life you focus on and they don't do you any good. Other things in life you focus on and you have just much happier life. And that's what we'll talk about. So in part one of what the series I'm going to call A Clear Focus, we'll go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse 11. We read here in Psalm 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." So we put God's word in our hearts so we don't sin against God. And that's a great thing to do, is just hide God's word in your heart. You find people that are into stuff. You know, I've known people that sit there and watch ESPN and sports channels all day long, and they've like hidden every sports statistic in their hearts. Other people like to follow certain things in business, and you know, you ask them something and right off the top of their head and they know it, bing, 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 because they've really studied it. Other people will be into music, you know, and I've been at like holiday parties where they played like 4 seconds of a song and somebody pops up and knows what it is. If they played through like 2 verses, I might catch on. But these people in the first 3 bars can know what it is because they've sort of hidden all these things in their hearts. Well, we want to hide God's word in our hearts so that when something happens in life, the first thing that comes to mind is what God's word says about it. God will bless me. You know, you have something that happens that may get you worried. You immediately think about verses about fear not. You have some other challenge in life. God's word is so hidden in your heart, that's what comes to mind. So we want to be better at focusing on God's word than those people who focus on sports facts are at that. It's fine they want to focus on sports facts. We just want to be even better at focusing on God's word. So now the next question is, what part of God's word do you want to focus on? Well, it depends on what you need. We have different needs in life at different times in our lives, on different days. But God's word covers every aspect of our lives. For instance, if you're full of fear, which happens to all of us at times, go to Psalm 34, verse 8. Psalm 34, verse 8. Here's a verse you can focus on. Psalm 34, 8. That's not the right verse. How did I do that? Psalm 34, 8. It's supposed to say, "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from my fears." Where is that? It doesn't seem to be in Psalm 34, 8.
Psalm 34, 4.
Thank you. Psalm 34, 4. "I sought the Lord." I mean, the other verse is nice. It's just not what we're talking about today. Psalm 34, 4. "I sought the Lord and he what heard me and delivered me from all my fears." So that's a good one to have in your heart. So the next time you start to get scared and you feel your heartbeat racing and you're going, well, "I sought the Lord and he heard me. He didn't ignore me and he delivered me from all my fears." That's what God does. So that's one of those you can focus on, one you can hide in your heart. And
has arrived.
And just have it. I can't think of the number of times I've been worried or scared about something. I just prayed and God just brought great deliverance. Now, another thing that you might need at times in your life is you might be worried about your shortcomings in the past. Something you did wrong, or you didn't accomplish as much as you wanted to, or you felt you fell short, or somebody treated you poorly. How are you going to deal with that? Because we tend to fixate on stuff. So you're fixating on something in the past. We'll go to Philippians 3, verse 13. Philippians 3:13. Because everybody has stuff in their past they don't like, whether it's something they did, something somebody did to them, something went wrong, an accident, all kinds of things. Well, Philippians 3, verse 13. Here the Apostle Paul says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended," or to, you know, laid hold of everything, gotten everything right. I'm not pretending I got everything right, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, just deciding they don't matter, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. You ever heard that? There's that old saying, there's no use crying over spilled milk. That's not in the Bible, but it sort of fits with this. Because what you find in life is when stuff goes wrong, or there's a loss, there's a period of grieving where you sort of have to let yourself get over it. You have to let your emotions come out. You have to say, yes, there was a loss. And it can be very difficult. But then you have to get past that. There's nothing wrong with having anger and sorrow and hurt when things go wrong. Again, whether you caused them or somebody else did, if something went badly. But the way you get over them is, yes, you have to acknowledge them. Yes, you have to allow yourself the emotional pain. But then you have to reach forth unto those things which are before. Because the milk is spilled. You can't get it back in the bottle. So, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, and we're only spiritually perfect, be thus minded. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So let's say something happened in the past I'm not happy about. I did something wrong. Somebody wronged me. Well, I leave it behind and I reach forth. And if I'm off track in how I'm doing it, God will show me. So rather than sit and worry about what's the perfect thing to do, just move forward the best you can. And then God will show you. Because we all at times succumb to what I like to call perfection paralysis. We don't want to do anything unless we can do it perfectly. And since very few of us can do very much perfectly, we wouldn't do anything. So instead, move ahead the best you know with whatever it is you're doing. And just trust that God will show you if you're off track and help you get back on track. Verse 16, nevertheless, we've already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. I mean, we all have certain things in God's word that we're pretty good at trusting God, and we're pretty good at praying and seeing results. Stay with those. And don't worry about the areas where you're not that perfect. And don't think that because something went wrong, you need to throw out God's word. I've seen that happen to people. They spend years studying God's word, and then somebody does something bad to them or something goes wrong, and they just throw out the baby with the bathwater. They decide, well, if that person could do that, then clearly God's word's a waste of time. No, that person just did something stupid. Doesn't mean God and his word are a waste of time. It means that person did something stupid. But we need to stick with what we've seen work in God's word. And don't let anybody ever take that away from you, because people will take things away from you. But they can't take away God and his word if you choose to stick with it. That's one thing you'll always have with you. So forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. As a matter of fact, let's read that whole section again, verses 13 through 16. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be spiritually perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Now, what if you're concerned about the present? Maybe the past isn't bugging you, but it's just today. I don't know what to do. I can't figure out what to do. I got so many choices, so many directions I could take in life. I really don't know what's the right one. Well, Proverbs 3. has some great answers there. Proverbs 3 has some great answers for us. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Just trust that God will help you. I mean, it's nice to trust people. It's nice to work with them. But face it, people are made out of dust. They're going to let you down. And you're going to let yourself down at times because we're all made out of dust. But we trust in the Lord with all our hearts because He will not let us down. And lean not unto thine own understanding. It's okay to not be able to figure stuff out in life. Because our own understanding is not as perfect as God's. I mean, obviously we do the best we can. But in everything in life, you do your best you can. And then you pray and trust that God will come through and fill in the gaps. What do we often say? You do your best and God will do the rest. Again, it's not in the scriptures, but it fits with what the scriptures say. So, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. God will direct your paths. And that's the way to just live every day. Plan your day the best you can. Plan your work, your whatever schedule activities, whatever you got going on. Good, plan it, figure it out, but then just walk out the door. Trusting that God's going to direct your paths. And then don't worry about it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. Just simply do what He says, and He shall direct thy paths. So, we talked about the past. We talked about the present. What if you're worried about the future? I'm pretty good now, but what's my future like? Well, let me tell you about your long-term future. 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. And verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively or living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We've been born into having a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We know He can raise people from the dead, and that's our hope, that He's going to return, and we're going to get newly changed, incorruptible, immortal bodies like He had. That's your real future. I mean, in between, there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen, and that's great. And we trust God to help us with those things. But you never have to worry about your future, because you know your ultimate future is guaranteed by what Jesus Christ did. It's already been paid for. Sort of like, let's say I'm having a tough week at work. But I know that Friday night I'm getting on a plane and flying first class to the best resort in the world because some friend of mine bought me these really expensive tickets. I can put up with a lousy week at work because I'm looking forward to this great time that I've dreamed of for years. And I'm going, yay! Well, God's plan for our future is like that, except a whole lot better. It's not just a few days at a resort. It's eternity with Him. So let's read that again. Blessed, verse 3, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So that's what our inheritance is. It's incorruptible and undefiled, and it's reserved in heaven. So because it's reserved in heaven, it's not affected by trade tariffs and tax talks and government shutdowns and all the things that are currently affecting everybody here. And financial markets are all affected by that. But our inheritance is reserved in heaven. So none of that has any effect on it. That's really cool. Yeah. Sorry, that's just Shadow doing a little semi-grr. So that's our ultimate future. We have a living hope. So we talked about many things. What if you think God just doesn't care about you? And there are times we feel like that. God's just forsaken me. He doesn't care. People think that. Well, they're wrong. Here in Romans 8, we may not have believed God big enough to see how much he cares for us, but he certainly does. Romans 8 and verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, that's problems and mental pressure, or distress, we're really stressed out, or persecution, people are attacking us, famine, nakedness, you know, we just have no money to eat or dress, peril, sword. Can any of those separate us from the love of Christ? As it's written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long, we're sheep for the slaughter. Does that apply to us? Nay, no. In all these things we are more than conquerors. Super conquerors. It's actually shoe company Nike comes from this. It's the Greek word Nike, which means conquerors. And so we're super conquerors. We're hyper Nikes. We're super conquerors through him that loved us. So in all these things, if you're having a tough day, tribulation, stress, persecution, famine, nakedness, sword, you're more than conquerors. See, just because you have tribulation doesn't mean you're defeated. Again, I often think about a football team. If you're playing a football team, there's a lot of big guys really want to knock you over. That's their job. But the fact there's a lot of big guys want to knock you over doesn't mean you're going to lose the game. It's just part of the game. But if you play it right, you can actually win the game, even if you get knocked over a few times in the process. Well, and we're going to have those challenges. We're going to get knocked around a little bit in life. But just because we're knocked around a little bit doesn't mean we're defeated. In all these things, we are more than conquerors, super conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, verse 38, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation that should be, anything created in the whole world, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, there are a lot of things in life you may have one day and may be separated from the next day. That's just life. But nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the more we get it into our brains that because God loves us and takes care of us, we'll always be fine, the easier we'll be able to live. Because I know when I have tough days, and I do have tough days, and I have tough times when I can't figure stuff out, it's because I've forgotten that God will always take care of me. I instead focus on people or situations or some other circumstance that isn't going the way I want. But then the way my day recovers is I go, okay, A didn't work out, B didn't work out, and C didn't work out, but God promised to take care of me, so I have nothing to worry about. And then my life day starts getting better. And then I'm fine. And then I pray, and God helps with this, and God helps with that. And though even though A, B, and C didn't work out, he comes by with D, E, and F, which are perfect and exactly what I need. And my life is grand. So that's the way our life is. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Now, as sort of a summary to what we've read, and we started with saying we have to hide God's word in our heart. It has to just be there so we have it. You know, it's sort of like there may be things you need, you know. There may be something you always want to have with you. You know, like I always have chapstick in my pocket. And I always have my comb in my pocket. And I have my keys. And everybody has things they like to take with them. I know one guy's allergic to gluten, so he always has, you know, takes ibuprofen with him because that helps if he ends up with bread. Yeah, it just has it in his back. You know, and we all have things we like to have with us, whatever it is. And different people need different things. You know, obviously, with a young kid, you've got a zillion little crackers and toys, you name it, diapers, everything. And that's great. That's what you take. Well, let's do the same thing with God's Word. Don't walk out the door without the things you need from God's Word in your heart. Just like you get everything in your pockets, or you get everything in your car, or where your backpack or purse or whatever you're taking, have God's Word in your heart. So it's there when you need it. Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that it may not sin against thee. That's the thing. Then when you're full of fear, you remember that I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You're worried about the past? Forget those things which are behind. Reach forth unto those which are before. You're worried about the present? In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Worried about the future? We're begotten again unto a living hope. And you think God really doesn't care about you. Well, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Just remember that. So in summary, just stay with it. Don't quit. Let's go to one of my very favorite verses, Isaiah 26, verse 3. Here in Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. In Isaiah 26, 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And the word stayed means like steady. So I like the idea of focus. You're clearly focused on God. If you focus on God and his word, God will keep you in perfect peace. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. We just trust in God. And like I said, I can't tell you how many times I've woken up in the middle of the night worried about something. And then I just pray. And after a few minutes of praying and running scriptures through my mind, this tremendous peace just flows right over me. Because instead of focusing on the thing I'm worried about, I'm focusing on God's deliverance and his love for me. Then great peace comes. So Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed, it's steady, it's focused on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. That's where you'll find everlasting strength. Other things in the world may help you, and that's wonderful, but the everlasting strength you're going to get from God. And then here's another favorite one of mine to end today. Psalm 119, 165. Here we go. Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. That's a great and worthy goal to go for. There are always things that offend us, or sometimes the word offend is called stumble, like a stumbling block. We always have things that can offend us, or be a stone in the path that we stumble over. But if we really love God's word and we realize that God is the source of all we need in life and we focus on that, then nothing can really offend us because we know God will come through. If I had an endless supply of cheese crackers and somebody came and stole a bag, or a bag broke, or the dog got one, I wouldn't really worry because I have an endless supply of them. Well, that's the way all of our life is. God provides an endless supply of whatever it is we need. So are we going to lose things? Yeah. Are we going to goof things up? Yeah. Are people going to goof things up for us and do us wrong? Yeah. But God will always be there with more. So it's a matter of our focus. At some point in life, and this is not always easy, but the more we can focus on the great things God can do for us and leave the past behind, the more joyful our lives will be. So, Peter, would you please pray to close out our session today?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Peter.
Father, thank you for the word that we heard today. Thank you for Bruce's heart to speak your word. thank you that we can take these verses to heart and just apply them as they're needed, Father. And thank you for your grand care of all of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, brother.